All things are born to change their shapes. My sterling forks lie in blue velvet molds in the third drawer down in the hutch. Each fork was a woman once, punished or saved, all metal straight up at the sight of the god who turned her. The oyster fork was proud. The beetroot nearly raped, kept her maidenhead. And the dinner forks, lying one on top of the other, settled for mediocrity. Many were whores. I can hear them vibrating at night, a high orgasmic sea of fever and cum. I keep them apart from the dowsing fork and tuning fork and the big fork that can heft a roast. Those are split in two, right up to the tip, the way I'd split a dandelion stem for its noxious milk. The many-tined ones call them cunts. They lie pell-mell in a lower drawer, thrown in and jammed. They thirst and yearn to lead a man to water, to play him a song, or to feed him. But not one of these forks can move now. They have neither arms nor mouths.